Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Rambling of the Rambles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sounds
Random
right.
Rambles, guys. I'm so excited for today. I don't know. I've just been really hyper. Today, I'm joined with Maggie, of course, and Jeremiah.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. So, do you know how this works, Jeremiah?
Kinda.
So, for anyone who's new joining in, basically, you draw a topic out of the hat of the week. This week's hat is my dad's old Cincinnati Giants hat. Not Cincinnati. Cincinnati Giants. San Francisco Giants.
Hey, yo, I think you just started a war.
I didn't mean to. No, the British. Okay.
The British?
Yeah, I said no in like a British accent.
Oh.
Sorry, Miles. Oh. Miles is in the corner as well. Yeah. He's just chilling over there. So would you like to draw first since you're our guest today, Jeremiah?
I might as well.
Pick a good one.
Yep. There's some pretty good ones today. At least I think so.
Let's try not to have the mic obliterate my face.
He picked two.
I didn't mean to.
He's cheating.
Here, I didn't look at either.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
All right.
Read it out loud, if you can read my handwriting.
Would you rather have to read aloud every word you read or sing every song you or sing everything you say out loud? Oh, geez.
What was the first one? Read.
Read out loud
when you're reading a book.
You read or something.
Shoot.
I think it'd be funny to sing out loud everything.
I don't think I could stand that. I'm gonna have to go with the reading out loud.
I feel like that's better because like you could choose not to read. But if you're like, if like the teacher calls on you during class and you're like, it's 23.
Yeah, you're right. I would go with the book one.
Yeah, I'm not really into musicals.
I just find it funny that like you would just start breaking out into song and dance. That's all I can think of. It's like a musical.
Which is kind of cool for a couple times, but maybe not all the time,
okay?
I'd rather not have my life turned into Las Mis.
See, I think
constantly Les Mis. I don't know French. All right, like
I'm not French. I don't speak French. I don't take French at school. I take Spanish.
I took French, but I don't know it.
No, that's kind of me with Spanish. If I'm gonna be honest,
I don't know.
No,
yeah, I don't know it at all.
Yeah, I want to draw the next topic. That was a fun one.
That was to get us started.
Yeah, that was a little starting topic.
Dip the feet in the water some.
So what's this one? Would you rather only be able to use a fork or only be able to use a spoon for the rest of your life? This one's hard.
Spoon.
I'm going to have to go with fork.
I think spoon.
Okay.
How would you eat your cereal? Okay.
Yeah.
You
the only
pick
thing
the
you
bowl
would
up and drink.
Drink
same
it.
As,
no.
Same as,
the
su- same
then,
as
like,
soup. Same as
okay.
Most
but,
everything else.
But me but. With that, I would spill it all over myself. That's just me. Like
okay.
There's just some things you can't eat with a fork.
Would you slurp it up with a straw?
That's
what you would do, right?
It depends. It depends on what
it
is.
It depends on the soup. Like if you're having a chicken noodle soup,
yeah,
I guess you could slurp up the broth and then eat the chickens and the noodles.
Yeah, you just like dip the cup afterwards.
But. Just get a just use a spoon for everything.
A spoon could work. But
how
the thing
how else
was,
am I gonna eat my steak?
All right, thing is,
I'm just saying.
You could cut it with the spoon. You could just stab.
No, that's for ribs.
You know, you could use the back of the
spoon.
Okay,
but
like,
you don't have a
stab
fork.
Stab it and then cut it.
That's just a reverse knife.
No, but you don't cut with the fork. You cut with the knife.
Yeah.
I know you do, but then you jab the steak and then you can pick it up and whatever.
Yeah,
but
you do
like,
it with the you do it with the other side of the spoon.
And then you can hold the steak down while you cut it with the knife and I don't know. I'm just I don't use spoons that often. All the stuff that I eat is typically with a fork. So
I use spoons a lot. Like if I had I couldn't eat ice cream if I was using a spoon. If I was using a fork.
Ice cream threw me for a loop there.
It's an amazing thing.
Okay, I understand now.
I can't think
I get
today.
It now. It's fine.
This is where my brain's at today.
I don't know. I feel like, you said you use more of a fork. I feel like I use both equally.
Yeah.
Because let me think. I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sticking with spoon.
Yeah, I'm sticking with spoon. Miles, what are your opinions?
On what?
Spoon or fork? Miles says spoon.
I'm the outcast. I see.
Yeah. I see how it is.
Spooner's just fun.
Yeah. Like, the only reason you choose a fork is for steak?
Not okay, wait. Steak, but, like, a lot of the stuff that I eat.
Like,
you can do, like, chicken rice and stuff. Like,
you can eat that with a spoon.
Yeah, you can eat that with a spoon.
I know you can.
I eat it with a spoon. I eat rice with spoons. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that yesterday. I ate it with a spoon.
Look, all I'm saying is I just use a fork more, so it would just be more of a change to go from one extreme to another.
I use both. I use sporks.
I was just going to say, what about a spork?
We have, like, silverware that are sporks, and I use those. But they kind of suck sometimes because you're trying to, like, scrape the bowl, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, the fork is, like, scratchy the bowl, and I don't like that noise.
Personally, some of those, I like to use fapoons.
What?
Bro.
Fapoons.
What is...
It's basically a spork, but I take a knife and I cut more into it to make it more of a fork. Fapoons.
Okay, moving on. Mackie, draw a topic.
Okay.
I'm joking. I've never done that.
Okay. I like... I see where you... Okay, if you could have your own TV show, what would it be like?
This one I wrote. This one I'm like, please don't get me wrong because this is hard. Okay, thank you for the talk.
Always be a sitcom. I love sitcoms.
Yeah, I think I would do a cartoon. That's just me. I love cartoons.
But like a good sitcom. The sitcoms now, they're okay.
I honestly have no idea.
You could do like a country time show.
Yeah, you could be like what do you watch?
It depends on the day, what I do. If anything, it would probably be like one of those... like TV shows where it's like you see everything going on and you get like the perspectives of like all the different people, because I already do that a lot of the times in my head.
Yeah,
just like something stupid is going on in front of me, or just general if I'm dealing with like just really really annoying people. I would just kind of like turn my head and start having like
what are you talking about
just like turn my head to, like, a completely different direction.
Yeah.
Act like I'm looking at a camera and, like, really? This is today's episode?
No, I think Jim in the office.
Like, it would be, like, an office episode? Yeah.
Something like that, I guess.
No, I think I'd do, like, a fantasy cartoon.
Yeah. I think, I'm changing it. Yeah. I would do something like Impractical Jokers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but I've heard of it.
They're pretty funny.
I might have. I don't know.
You should watch them, though. Okay. Just, like, look at clips on YouTube.
Basically, a whole bunch of dudes doing a whole bunch of different
stupid
challenges.
Stuff. Yeah.
In public. It's so funny.
My friends have tried to get me to watch it, and I just haven't. But I think, I would make, like, a cartoon, and I think it'd be fun to incorporate different kinds of animation in it. I don't know. That's just me, and I'm a big nerd of animation and cartoons. That is so.
I've not seen it. I've never seen it,
but the animation that show is beautiful. Like, oh, I love it so much.
Just getting giddy. Okay.
Yeah, but they also kind of did it with Puss in Boots.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
I haven't seen that either. I live under a rock. All right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that either. I mean,
I've seen Puss in Boots. I haven't seen the Spider-Verse movies.
I've seen the first one.
I think I've seen bits of the first one, but I haven't seen the second one yet.
Fair part. I haven't seen it. A bagel in it. Smacks a guy upside the head and it says bagel.
Okay.
Just the simple comedy of it. Just throws a bagel, knocks a dude out, and it says bagel.
Okay, love it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to draw another one or can I draw another?
You can.
Okay. It's kind of easier because you're pretty far away.
Yeah, the mic is...
The mic, mic three, is mic stand kind of.
It almost broke my nose.
It tries to hit you in the face.
So.
Yeah, it tries to punch you. It doesn't like people that well.
No,
it does not.
Would you rather have super sensitive taste or super sensitive hearing?
Hearing.
I think I already have fairly sensitive hearing.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer, probably hearing.
Although I think my dad would prefer me to get the hearing stuff because he says I don't listen to him a whole lot. I don't know what that's about.
No, but at the same time, I feel it'd be bad.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe taste. I think we're gonna go with taste. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I would want that
because you could avoid eating things. You can't avoid like sound all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Well, and also it's like when I get migraines and stuff, it's absolute
it's terrible
torture,
like, when it comes
to sound, and then having like super hearing on top of that. Oh Lord.
Also
that
when
would
yeah, also when we're doing rehearsal for the show, there's a few people who scream while we're rehearsing, and like the stage makes its stuff echo, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were also in a cafeteria yesterday because the stage was being used. So that was really loud. And one of my cast members screams like a banshee.
Yeah.
But he does a really good job at it. But it hurts my ears.
Okay. You guys have convinced me. I'm going with taste.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you guys made some very good points. I was like, well.
This is like. Would you rather and change your mind? Thank you for joining this side.
Taste.
Welcome to the light side. We have some several cookies over here. Got the glasses of milk on the shelf.
Yeah, it's not the it's
might be a little warm though, so
I wanna do another one. That one was kinda quick. These ones are kinda quick this week.
I'll just have you do mine.
Yeah.
Because I can't reach over.
Sorry, I'm speaking really fast today.
That's okay.
I didn't even let her have any coffee, so it's like...
Yeah, I haven't even had any caffeine.
I'm like one of the chillest people in the room, and I'm literally injecting caffeine into me, so yeah. It's like...
What is the most embarrassing thing you have ever done? I thought this one would be funny.
No.
Oh, embarrassing.
I don't know.
I think about this twice a night before I go to bed, so... There's
a lot of things
in my
I've
head,
done.
So it's like,
I think for me, I'm not telling that
what?
Story.
Tell it.
No, I was on a boat and then I had to use the bathroom and then my friends, when I got off the boat to go up to the dock to use the bathroom, they were like clapping for me and going yay, and like the lifeguard guy was standing right there and like, yeah. This is embarrassing. That was very embarrassing.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me? Okay.
Just because I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you not have one? Are you avoiding the question?
I want to avoid the question.
No, I'm just. Yeah. I'm trying to think. The most embarrassing.
Yes. Or like an embarrassing moment. If you can't think of the most embarrassing.
Well, earlier I would just say this. Earlier I went to say excuse me, because this dude was in my way.
Uh-huh.
And my voice cracked. Like, in my voice, or no, in my head, I was like, yeah, because usually my voice cracks for some reason.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, this time I'm not going to do it. And then it did it. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
It's also very embarrassing. I did this the other day. When you're talking to someone and you're like, okay, bye. And you walk in the same direction.
Yeah.
And you just try to avoid eye contact. You're just like, nope.
No, I turn around and be like,
you're not
going
in the same direction.
You both make a right turn.
Yeah.
Directly out. And it's like, well, I could have. Had this conversation continue, but
yeah.
So what's yours?
I'd have to say, and this is just gonna be kind of a general one because I don't have any one specific.
Yeah.
It's just like saying the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong people,
or being very impulsive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something like that. Just like randomly saying
like
something
when I said
that,
Cincinnati Giants earlier. Yeah. That's embarrassing. That's
like,
that's one of the moments.
Like randomly saying something dumb to the wrong person. It's just like,
yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
It's like you let the dark humor slip out in front of the wrong people. I'm sorry. That does not really truly reflect all of my thoughts. I mean, some of them, yes, but not all of them. Can we just forget this ever happened, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Or like, I would say something, but it sounds way ruder than I mean it to sound.
And they just give you the look, like,
yeah.
Like, did you really just say that?
I didn't mean it that way.
No.
Like, you know when you try to make a joke and then someone takes it the wrong way?
Yeah. That's
like,
one of the things.
I feel bad when I do that. It's just
where it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say those mean, horrible, accurate things.
Yeah, it's just like, there was
oh my Lord, did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like I made a joke last year and someone was like, why did you just say that? And then everyone else was laughing. I'm like, I don't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
why did you ever say that?
It was funny.
It was funny.
thought it was funny.
It's because I have dark humor sometimes.
I once thought it was funny, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, they make you rethink your life.
It's just that one person too. It's like you barely know them, and they start.
Or it's the person that like hates you for some reason.
Yeah, and it's just like.
And you contemplate everything. But yeah. Do you wanna draw the topic?
Sure. We only have like three more.
Yeah, we can make up our own.
That's true. We just talk about whatever we want. Okay, is cereal soup? Why or why not?
Okay, here we go.
Oh geez.
Here's where the conversation.
This is gonna be controversial.
No. I don't think it is. Okay.
Okay. Unless
you have milk, you don't have to eat cereal with milk.
What?
If you don't have.
This is true. This is true.
Okay.
Like, you could have, like, Cheerios in a cup and just kind of, like, moonshine on those.
Those
like
are not. Chex Mix, that's not or soup because you don't have, like, the soup part of it.
Yeah. Although, I agree.
Talking about cereal by itself, I don't think it should be soup.
I think. But, it's kind of weird because how do you make soup?
It's like a broth, I guess.
Yeah, and then you put your stuff in there. Okay. But you cook soup. You don't cook cereal. Yeah. Unless it's oatmeal, but that's different.
Is
oatmeal cereal or soup?
Yeah. Which one is it?
I think oatmeal would fall along the lines of soup because you actually have to, like, cook it and stuff.
You put it in water.
No, no, I think it's cereal.
No,
it's not soup. It's not liquidy enough to be soup.
Well, I mean, the way I make it, because.
There could be
a liquid. It depends on how you make it.
Yeah.
I suppose it would be more considered like a broth thing with cereal. Or something, so. I think cereal, if you don't put any liquid in it, it would not be considered a soup.
No.
But if you do put, milk.
I think it could be considered.
It could be considered, but, like, it also, I guess, depends on what the cereal is, you know?
Yeah.
I think I'd consider oatmeal more of, like, a broth or something, so.
No, but broth doesn't have stuff in it. It's just, broth is the liquid that's in the soup.
Yeah, that's true. Well, not like a broth, but, like.
Yeah.
It's not, like, because the stuff in the. In the oatmeal stuff, like, kind of changes. Yeah. It's like no longer water and stuff.
Yeah.
If you put like milk or something in it, and then it kind of makes its own.
So are like tacos a sandwich?
Yeah. I don't know. Are hot dogs subs?
No.
Actually, I would.
Hot dogs are like a sandwich.
Landon says no.
I think they are.
Hang on. I would consider them a sub simply because of the type of bread and the way you cut the bread.
Yeah. Here, Landon, go on mic four. What was that?
I have no idea.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
No, he says no.
Okay. Yeah, I think someone was blowing an air horn in that room.
Maybe.
Something like that was, ow.
No. No way?
No.
I don't know.
So.
What? So yes,
hot dogs are a sandwich.
Say a sandwich. I would say more of a sub.
But like you said, only because the bread.
Yeah, simply because of the way you cut the bread.
Yeah.
So it'd just be.
So it's like a Subway. So like, could you order a Subway sandwich with hot dogs on it?
If they had hot dogs, do they have hot dogs?
I don't think they have hot dogs.
But if they
if they did. No. I don't know, but yeah.
A lot of this stuff kind of falls into some of their own categories, I suppose, which is why they haven't really been placed in.
Have
anything.
You heard like the trolleys commercial, where it's like there are two types of food in this world, one with ones that are worms and ones that are not worms. That's what I think of right now.
No, I have not seen that one, but.
So, but I feel, so what would a taco be? A taco? No.
A taco,
we have to put it in a category.
Okay.
If you had to put it into a category.
Well, what's the other category that we could put it into?
Well, hang on. So.
You have sandwiches?
I guess it would be kind of like a fried sandwich because you gotta cook the tortilla or fry it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
So that part is fried. The meat, it's cooked. And then you chop it up and whatnot, or you chop up the meat as you cook it, whatever, season it, whatnot.
Okay.
So but, I guess it would.
Or it could be a sub.
It'd be
it's
like
open.
It'd be like a fried sloppy Joe, I suppose.
Well, a sub is a sandwich.
Yeah,
a sub's a sandwich, but
I mean, it's a like, subcategory.
What you're saying, yeah, is it in sandwich? The sub? It's the subcategory. Yes. No, that's terrible. Out. Get out.
I'm sorry.
Go out the door.
I'm sorry. I just read some of my Velcro jokes.
What? Okay.
Never mind. They're all terrible.
But yeah. All
right. I'm a dad without kids. All right.
I love dad jokes.
Yeah. The dad jokes are funny.
Unintentionally.
So, okay. I have another one.
Oh, no.
Let's say you take a piece of bread. You don't toast it.
Okay.
So I don't like my bread toasted because it gets all crumbly. I don't like that.
I suppose you could do like a light toast.
Yeah.
And you put peanut butter on it.
Yeah, that's what I have every morning. Toasted peanut butter.
But
toasted
you don't
butter.
Put it on
you put peanut butter peanut in butter. The toaster.
No. Toast and peanut butter.
So it's just a piece of bread with peanut butter on top, and you don't fold it in half, and you don't put another piece of bread on top. What would you call that?
That's nothing.
A piece of bread with peanut butter.
My dad says it's an open-faced sandwich.
Okay.
What is that?
I can't tell.
So would it just be like a untoasted toast?
Okay, Landon, I think wants to go on.
Landon,
do
you want to go on?
Put the headphones on.
Okay.
Give him a minute.
He,
give him a minute.
He said 1 minute.
He's coming on.
Give him a minute.
He's going to talk about this.
This is
going to
be interesting.
Yes. Okay. Can I turn on the mic now, Landon?
Not yet.
No. He said no.
Okay, but
I don't think it's a sandwich. Simply because there's because
you didn't fold it,
yeah.
So it's not two pieces of bread or like two halves of a bread on top of one another.
Usually, I do like two halves. I do two different halves, and one with peanut butter and one with peanut butter. But I don't put them together.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's
and
how
I do.
And
my dad calls that an open-faced sandwich. Like, no, they're just two pieces of bread with peanut butter on them.
There's just two pieces of bread with peanut butter.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so I mean, like,
that's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's a sandwich. It's just also.
Now, if you were to do the two pieces and then you, like, fold them together.
Yeah.
That would be a sandwich.
Yeah, that would have been a sandwich.
Our legal ID is WBDG-FM-HD1 Indianapolis.
Yay.
Just a little plug in there. But is he ready? Can you see if he's ready yet?
Are you not yet? Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, he said right. Yeah.
Hello, Landon.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Sort of.
I turned it up on your end as well.
Check. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
Better.
Cool. So. The debate over we're talking about peanut butter and like toast like in a toaster like a sandwich.
No, I don't put it in the toaster.
You should though, lightly toasted.
No,
it's better.
I don't like toasted bread.
Well, okay. Hang on. What you can do is you can pop it in, figure out how long the toaster runs, and then find the halfway point. Figure that out. Once about halfway done, you just flip it up, light toast.
Yeah.
You still get, like, the kind of, like, not really mushy bread, but, it's like a soft pretzel, right?
Yeah.
It's
like a soft pretzel. I love it.
It's got the crunch on the outside, and it's got the soft on the inside. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
then you can put peanut butter on one side. You can put jelly on the other. You can put it together, and then you put it on the pan and heat everything up.
No.
It's absolutely amazing.
Okay, but the pan is good. Have you ever had, like... grilled peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes, I make
peanut
butter.
Those are good.
Those.
A grilled peanut butter sandwich.
Yes.
It's like
it
crunchy peanut butter
and
jelly.
It is amazing.
I've never had one of those ever.
Peanut butter and jelly, though.
And the crunchy peanut butter from Fresh Time.
It's
so
good.
I've not had that, but I use like the Jif crunchy one.
No,
I use the smooth Jif.
I like Jif. I really do. I like the Jif whipped peanut butter. That's my favorite.
I've never had that.
The red and the blue.
Yeah.
I have
that's
the red, green, and the blue.
Like. What's the green one?
I don't know.
There's a green.
I just have the smooth peanut butter.
Yeah, I had.
That's what
I had
have.
Crunchy for a while, but I went back to smooth.
Smooth like.
Just cause.
Don't
<That's>
you start.
So, Landon. Oh,
what's up?
Continuing with the bread thing. So,
uh-huh.
What would you call that?
Like, okay, explain it again. Sorry, it's like really, because you're putting.
So, it's a
so
piece of
it's
bread.
So, it's a piece of bread with
uh-huh.
peanut butter on
peanut
it.
Peanut butter on top.
And that's all
and
you have.
Leave it.
But I don't toast it.
It's just bread with peanut butter.
Yeah, my dad said it's an open face sandwich.
Now if I add another piece of bread on top with of peanut that, butter on it and I don't put that's it on top of they're just two on my plate. Is that
okay,
an
well,
open
think of
face
it,
sandwich?
Okay, so, I think
yeah, that would be an open if, okay, so if you have one side of the bread with peanut butter and then you have the other piece of the bread not on top of the other piece of bread.
But it also has peanut butter on
but
it.
But also that's just that could either be
I think it's just two pieces of bread with peanut butter. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think
that's
it's,
my
yeah.
point.
Now.
Okay, but
my
now,
dad says it's an open face sandwich.
That's what my dad said too.
Only legends do this. And I know because I do it. Okay. But you take the bread with the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You take another bread, you add some peanut butter to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then before you put those two pieces of bread together,
but you don't
you grab some chips. You crunch them up.
I thought he was gonna say bananas.
And you sprinkle them
something.
On top.
Okay.
And you put it on.
That's good when you're eating
amazing.
Turkey sandwiches.
Okay, I'm about to, okay. So
turkey as well, but like
my mom's fiance, right? So like the whole chip thing, like sprinkle the chips on your peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
So for like, so he would like, you know, obviously a fried tenderloin. It's obviously fried. Well, you can have it breaded as well. So like he'd use like pieces of like the bread on it, like kind of like pieces of it, like the chip thing, and kind of like that'll be like the breading of the tenderloin, like type. Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty good. Like that's like, it's pretty good. So.
All I'm saying is the sandwich with the chip coming out of a pool on a hot day in the middle of summer after you just swam a whole freaking bunch.
Turkey sandwich with chips.
You come
so
out of that
good.
Pool.
Not
dry,
a turkey guy. Not
you
a turkey
half
guy.
Dry
really?
All.
Not
no.
really.
The trick is to be half
it's
dry
than
when
chicken.
You eat it.
You're just wrapped up in that towel.
Turkey's better
you, like,
than chicken?
Get your hair
a
little bit.
You're drinking like a Gatorade
sure
or like a soda with it.
The rest of you is completely
okay,
soaked.
Okay, are you talking about like... Okay, sorry, Jeremiah,
lunch
to interrupt
meat.
You.
Lunch meat.
Oh, lunch meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
no,
that.
No, the other way around, no.
No, I think chicken's definitely better than turkey.
Yeah,
but not the,
a little
not the,
bit.
Not the lunch meat. The lunch meat, it's definitely, in my opinion, turkey, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big ham guy.
Ew.
I don't care for ham.
Y'all
no.
are some... That's,
no.
that's an L.
I like turkey. I prefer
a ham and cheese. You know, just a good ham and cheese on some protein bread.
Absolutely
man,
not.
That's, I have that for lunch today. Mama Nelly made it. Shout out to Mama Nelly.
Mama Nelly!
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to... Om nom 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 nom. Eat that lunch today. I'm so pumped and
all
excited.
All right, Pac-Man.
Good one, buddy.
Okay, but... Another time when those sandwiches are great is a couple of weekends ago, we had softball games. Mm. And we had one at, like, I think at like a 9 in the morning, and then we had a game at 11. Ooh. So we just sat at the Diamonds all day, and we had, like, a little picnic. My whole team did, and we all made little sandwiches with chips together.
That's nice.
The trick is to be absolutely exhausted when you eat it, and that's when the nostalgia kicks in.
Nostalgia, yes, sir.
Yeah.
We ate our sandwiches and played spoons.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm a...
No, the card game.
Oh. I'm on a different...
He's on a different level.
Yeah.
Sorry, the brain's stuck in like the 18.
We're here and you're up here right now.
Dude.
I'm on a whole nother...
So Jeremiah, right? Jeremiah, he's a fantastic writer. I'm telling you, this guy, vocabulary, he is that guy when it comes to writing. Like, no wonder why his brain went to spoons back in the 1800s because of the vocabulary. But, yeah, he was helping me with some of my homework for English. But, yeah, some of that stuff, I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, this is really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
That's how my friend is. My friend's like that, too. Like, she helped me with my English paper last year.
So, I'm like the homework help of, like, the whole friend group, but I'm also, like, the free therapist. I should just start charging people.
Dude, no way. Not happening.
Just start charging. Not too expensive, but, like, just start
$5
charging
$5 for your penny for your thoughts.
For me?
Just a $5 sesh.
Okay, so I remember trying to make weight for a football tournament. I had to be, you couldn't be over 170 pounds.
Yeah.
So I had to like starve myself from like it was Friday night to Saturday was weigh-ins, like Miralax, you know, having, you know, like five sweatshirts on with the AC all the way up to try to make weight.
Turbo
yeah.
wax.
I was so exhausted and tired. I made weight. It was like 167, And nice. Then get into the game, I'm so bad. Like, I'm so tired because I've tried
you
to make
need
weight.
The energy.
So here's the good part. So, okay, we have two games that day. I those like orange, those orange wrappers that you find in a candy aisle, you know what mm-hmm. I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
Those good candies
yeah.
that starts with an R.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so obviously Reese's, that is my all-time favorite candy.
Those are so good.
I love mm-hmm. Reese's. So I ate two of them before my next game.
Oh,
I
no.
swear, yep. It was about to go down. Like, it was like, I was so energetic because I'm like, those Reese's cups, man. That's basically
yeah.
it. That was it. I was like, man, oh, man. Those Reese's cups woke me up. I finally had some food, sort of, in my stomach.
Sorta. Look at the guy across from you like,
drink some
I'm hangry, and I just had some Reese's.
Landon's over here getting ready for the football game. He's just shaking.
No, Reese's, I'm telling you, that they turned me into a different person. I swear. They turned me into a like, I was in, like, my villain arc during that game. I swear.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
I
was going crazy. Like, I was like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, thanks to my dad and my mom for giving me those Reese's cups. It wasn't for them. I feel like crap. Like, I finally had, I got some decent water. I went mm-hmm. out there and just whooped some
This
rear
is
end.
How we get Landon to start his villain arc. Give him Reese's cups.
Yeah. I was going off. Like, I mean, like, block after block, tackle after tackle. I was like,
That's me after I've eaten
I'm
ice
in a different
cream.
Mode. Like, it was went from Landon Nelson to literally Big Nelly. Like, that, like if you
this
know
is
how
the
like,
story of how Big Nelly was born.
You know how yeah. Pokemon evolved? Yeah, I evolved into Big Nelly. Like, it was like I was like Big Nelly, and then obviously became Big Nelly. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like Shazam where he says Shazam. Yeah, it was kind of
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Pretty cool.
Eat the Reese's cups or is Big Nelly now?
I love Reese's cups cold though. Oh
yes.
My gosh.
A hot day
in
the summer.
Stick them in the freezer.
With cold Reese's
oh
cups.
Man.
Or like those yes. like the Reese's bunny for like
Have you
Easter.
Had the Take Fives? Like the
those
Take Five.
Are good.
Oh my
those
god.
Those are so good. But I'm, yeah, like the bunny
the
with the
bunny,
eggs, the
you
pumpkins,
put that
the
in the
trees.
Freezer. You put those in the freezer.
Oh,
you take them out,
so
you like break off a chunk. You got to like saw through it.
Swiss rolls as well. I'm telling you, I can't really eat them because obviously you got to try to lose some weight here.
Yeah,
but
me
like,
too.
Yeah.
Can't be eating those. But I'm telling you, or like ding dongs.
Oh,
yeah, you know what
I don't care for those.
Stick those
yeah,
in the freezer.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What?
I don't know. The cream. The cream's too
you're
much
done.
Sometimes.
You're done.
Yeah, yeah
those
I know. I know.
Sorry, we're done here.
What about Twinkies? I don't like.
I'm not
Twinkies.
A big Twinkie guy.
You don't like
not,
not
a big Twinkie
guy. No.
But
I like Twinkies.
Yeah,
I'm not either. Either.
I love oatmeal cream
this
pies.
Is,
pretty
oh
good.
My
yeah.
gosh, yes.
This is very good.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's hurt down your mic.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's, yeah.
Those are so good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Miles Sprung in there. Look, he's
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, Miles is sitting in the corner. He sat
yeah,
in the corner
still
the whole
alive.
Show.
He's happy about his Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
Miles, if you can hear me, give me a fist pump up like this, for your Milwaukee Bucks.
He just said he's confused.
Miles,
Miles,
give him a fist pump for the Bucks.
Go like Mario. Go up
yeah,
like Mario.
There we
yeah.
go. Damian, I can't believe Damian Lillard was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. That is absolutely crazy.
No.
We kind of were waiting
yeah,
for
we
you.
Yeah, we were waiting for you to say stuff.
For the state of Wisconsin. It's okay. It's okay, Miles. He has his Green Bay Packers
yeah.
sweatshirt on.
He's
a proud Wisconsinian.
No, my dad was like, I brought in the San Francisco Giants hat today. My dad's like, what's Miles gonna say about that?
I like the Giants.
Yeah.
I thought you said 49ers.
No. No. Listen to oh my gosh, San Francisco Giants. Okay.
Go 40. Go. All go. Right,
they
go,
have a new name.
Go,
the Cincinnati
no.
Giants.
Go, I don't know why I keep saying that.
Okay. All I have to say is go Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Go Indiana Pacers and go Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, I don't think the Cincinnati Reds are going to make the playoffs, but that's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Okay, I didn't know if they was the Reds or the Cardinals. I know they have
Cardinals
both.
Are in St. Louis.
Just,
they
oh,
have,
yeah, St.
Yeah.
Louis. Yeah, that's right.
They
Sorry.
Are the second most winningest team in MLB history when it comes to World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals. And number one is the Yankees. The Yankees have like over 20 World
Series.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this.
I think they won. I think they have 20. I think it's 27 World Series wins.
Like when we're on the 411 and we're talking about football, I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, it's time for you to get educated in football.
I know, it is time to be educated.
It's okay.
The only thing I have to say is NASCAR go vroom vroom.
Exactly.
Yes.
NASCAR.
All Gas No Brakes radio show next Monday. Yay.
Love it.
Tune in.
Yep.
Tune in.
Oh, we have an amazing promo that Jeremiah, Maggie, Garrett Burkle, Lorelai Smith, and myself. We created for the Country Time podcast.
That's going to be coming on after the show.
It's amazing.
It's going to be great. It's
coming on afterwards?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
I have to hear this.
Listen to it. It's really good.
It was really fun working on it yesterday.
Yep.
Speak for yourself. You're not the one who had to edit it.
Hey, I helped you guys shorten it down, okay?
That's very true.
I crunched my speaking time into 2 seconds.
That was killer.
I crunched my time from like 25 seconds to
like
14 on the dot.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
We were like 35
what
seconds
can I say?
Over,
I like to talk
and
fast.
We got down
I
to
30. Fast.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, we only have 1 minute till the show wraps up.
Yeah, show's wrapping up.
Does anyone have any final remarks here?
I feel like it was a pretty good show today.
I think cereal is a soup.
No, it is not.
Oh, Lord.
Cereal is...
It depends.
If it has
it is
milk
like
in it, it's a soup.
Cereal and oatmeal, I think, should get their
oatmeal
own category.
Is not a soup.
Yeah.
Oatmeal is not a soup.
I'm about
soup.
To turn like the Tasmanian devil on Looney Tunes. Swear.
I'm saying they should get their own like breakfast...
Yeah.
It's cereal.
Semi-liquid category.
It's just cereal.
Yeah, but yeah. I guess that's what today's show was. Mm. Is cereal a soup?
That should be the title of it.
And
yeah.
That should be the title.
And is hot dog really a sandwich?
I would say it is a sub.
I say it's a sub.
Yeah.
Okay, we all agree.
A sub is a sub.
We all agree.
But wouldn't be a sub be considered a sandwich, though?
Yeah, a sub is a sandwich.
It's a subcategory of a sandwich.
Okay, so the hot dog is in the category of the sub, but is not... In the sandwich category.
Okay. Wow. It's like squares and rectangles. Like,
yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Well Lorelai, you want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah. I hope everyone has a great day today. Woo-hoo. I think it was a pretty great show. We talked about many things like, is cereal soup?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys should find that out.
When Big Nelly evolved into Big Nelly.
Yeah. That's important.
History. It's monumental.
History.
It's monumental.
History.
It is history.
I'm just kidding.
I hope
everyone
has
guys.
A great day. Next up is She's Out of Her Mind by Blink-182.